back to discomfort. Shadows with me, Stash Medina.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Stash. How are you?
I'm swell. How about you, man?
That was lovely how we did that.
Yeah.
You came in right with that energy. I like that's the perfect amount of energy to have for the topic that we're talking about today, which is birthdays.
Yuck.
I have, yes. I think lately you and I was hoping when we started this, it'd be like, Pat's uncomfortable with this, but Stash isn't, or Stash is. We're finding things that we're not even just uncomfortable with that we absolutely despise.
Yeah.
And that's good, but also kind of, I want to look at things from all different sides, so it becomes hard. It's not, okay, I'm not going to sit there and say I hate all birthdays. I have kids. I like their birthdays.
Yeah.
I like when they're happy. And I can give them I can't shower them with the money I have, but I do the best I can and celebrate with them. My nieces, I like that. When children enjoy it because we've taught them it's a big deal. But to me, the idea of a birthday has always been something that's made me uncomfortable. Because once you get older, you're like, I'm just celebrating that the end of my parents' sex. Like they had the sex. And then, like, 9 months, like, thing grew, and then I came out. And they're, every year, they're like, remember this? Remember? And, like, now, but I get gifts. I guess that's a cool thing, I guess, because that's how we count our, you know, that's how we gauge how long we've been not dead.
Yeah.
But it's an odd thing to really think about, because a birthday is nothing, we didn't do it. The mother should be the one getting, that should be the real Mother's Day. Your birthday should be Mother's Day. Because that's when she became a mother.
Yeah, that's true. That the celebration should be more about her, especially after a certain age. Once you're not a kid anymore, like on your birthday, you should get presents for your mom for having to go through that.
Like, you're like, give her vagina a birthday present.
Sorry I caused you to get an episiotomy, mom. Yeah. Here's a fucking card.
Sorry I made you downstairs look like ravioli. I didn't mean to bust through.
I tried to be clinical about it, and you said that the gross thing.
Yeah, sorry that my entrance into this world made your whole downstairs look just like a fat man's long sleeve. You should get your mom a nice feminine wash every year. Just like, here you go, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. So, a lot of things make me uncomfortable about the birthdays. And it's about, I think to me, it's more about the pressure it puts on people to acknowledge, to gift, to make sure that, you know, even in both sides, it puts the pressure on me. I'm not someone who's a big fan of, I don't hate my birthday. If you say happy birthday to me, I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I'm not someone who's like who cares about it. Like when it comes up, I'm like, oh yeah, now I'm this age. But yeah. I don't care. But then some people get upset when you don't care. Like, wait a minute, you're not having a big party. You're not going out tonight. You're not doing, like, no. Why aren't you doing something fun? I go, well, me sitting in my house watching wrestling is fun. I like that. I like to do that. I like to just sit down and not do it or hang out with people I know. But if my birthday's on a Tuesday, I don't expect anyone to do anything on a Tuesday. And I don't,
yeah.
Like, I've done open mic. People are like, ew, open mic on your birthday. I'm like, I like open mics.
Yeah, I've done open mic on my birthday before, too. My greatest idea of a birthday would be, like, hang out in a house, play video games for a while, and then go do comedy somewhere. That's perfect for me.
That's a good day. Maybe a buffet.
I think a lot of my discomfort around birthdays stems from, like, Catholic guilt. You know, I grew up in a strict Catholic household, and anytime anyone does anything nice for me, it always makes me feel a little bit bad because, you know, you've been told you're inherently bad your whole life, so I feel like I don't deserve, like, these nice presents or whatever.
I always thought the most uncomfortable thing about a birthday is that I was trained as a child to know, and I became an adult. I started watching people do it. I know a lot of parents do it. A birthday is just a way to give a child something so you can threaten to take it away if they don't clean their room.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. And that's uncomfortable. It's like, what present do I know that I give them will make them clean their room? Oh, if I give them this Xbox, they'll definitely do my chores. They'll become my little slaves. If I give them this PlayStation or this bike, then they'll mow the lawn. Because I don't want to mow the lawn. So I want to bitch to someone and take away their things. Because that's what happened to me when I was a child. And now I want that to happen to someone. Like, birthdays are just like this weird ritual with holidays in general, with gifts. That gifts are just there for children to say, aha, I can take this. It's like, what is that?
Yeah, it's, you're kind of turning me on it. Now I'm like, oh, man, I would love to take something away from a child.
It's the worst. I hate it. I hate it. I'm in a, you know, I'm divorced. So my ex will be like, hey, let them know that if they don't do this, we're taking this away. I'm like, I'm not into this game. I'm not taking away anything. I don't take things away from people. That's their things.
Yeah, it seems like that could be.
Indian giving should be called parental giving.
Seems like you could accomplish the same goal with a conversation instead of a threat. You know?
Why talk to them when you can fucking make them feel bad? Yeah, so we're going to go right away to the Facebook. You know what? I got some Instagram ones first. We'll go to that, then we'll go to the Facebook question. A lot of people chimed in this week. It's a big topic. But John Wolfer, former guest.
Hell yeah.
John Wolfer was on there and said, I don't like gifts in general. People always get me crap I don't need or want, especially on my birthday. And it's always just to get a positive response, like a dog who brought you a dead rabbit. Oh, you're such a good boy. You brought me so-and-so. Now, I know he's putting little jokes in there, but I do get that. I'm an awful gift receiver. I am terrible at it. Yeah. I don't, even if I appreciate it, I don't show appreciation right at all. I know that. Because I don't, there isn't, if you said to me right now, if you could buy one, if you had money, you could buy one thing, what would it be? I couldn't really give you an answer. I don't think about material things. One, yeah. Because I've always been very poor. But two, it's just not what I think about. I don't really want things. It's not, and I'm not like some, you know, some man of the earth who doesn't believe in possessions. No, there's a lot of shit I need. I just don't think in that way. I don't even know what cool things are. Like, you know, like the hippest phone or thing, whatever. My mom pays for my phone. Okay? So maybe I would get my own phone so she wouldn't have to pay for my phone.
That'd be cool.
Because when she dies, I'll be like, how am I going to... Does she keep paying for the phone? Like, how does that work? Do they shut it right out? Do they know when she's dead? Like, when does the phone stop?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know that. But, like, so I don't, I'm that way. I don't like getting gifts because people look at you like, oh, what do you think? And I've gotten some shit gifts in my day. And I've been like, yeah. You know, you try to go, hey, you know, thanks. They're like, well, you don't like this? You don't like this book on how to be a comedian? I'm like, well, I wrote one. So, I know. That's why I wrote one because I don't like the rest.
Yeah.
But, or you don't. You don't want this shirt that says, like, cowabunga? Like, no, I don't want a cowabunga shirt.
I would take that.
Yeah, so would I. It was a bad example.
I'm not a good gift receiver either. There's no gift that's going to be too impressive to me. Like, I remember when I was 14, my grandparents got me a boombox with a CD player.
Nice.
Because that's what I wanted. I needed a CD player. They were kind of newish.
They have the shock?
It had the shock.
You couldn't shake it around.
Bass boost, all that stuff.
Bass boost.
But I remember my grandmother gave it to me, and she was like, "You're 14 now. You got to give me 14 kisses on the cheek, and then you can have this." And I'm not an affectionate person, and I never have been. And I remember I got up to like 6 or 7, and got so uncomfortable. I was just like, "You can keep the CD player." And my grandmother was so hurt by it. But
did she take it?
No, they gave it to me anyway. But I still feel bad about it to this day. But it's just like, I'm not that person. That's too much affection.
That's, okay. Well, just to be fair, and I don't want to speak ill of your grandmother in any way. That's too much.
Yeah.
That's 14 is a crazy-ass number. All you say is like, you know, how much do you like it? Give your grandma a kiss. And you get a kiss. You're done. But 14 for the age?
Yeah.
But you know what? If I have my choice of the weird birthday things, if I can either get punched 14 times or kiss grandma 14 times, I'll give grandma a kiss. I don't like getting punched.
I'd take the punches.
Well, but it's your grandma.
Yeah.
And it was, she's basically, who it is. She was teaching you about how you can trade sex for toys.
No.
Not... I didn't say you were having sex. I'm just saying she was saying to you later in life,
yeah.
If you give
me that affection is transactional.
If women give you something, use your mouth. That's what she was saying.
Yeah.
This is one of the ones who I'll have to put explicit for the podcast. I've done a lot of weird explanations so far, and I apologize. But I think my explanations of everything is making people more comfortable than birthdays are. But thank you, Jonathan Wolfer. Brian Glowacki chimed in and said,
The glow.
Said, someone always takes a pic as you blow out the candles, and it's never a good look. I don't even like the whole... That makes me uncomfortable. Okay, I'm not a germaphobe, but I'm a little one. There is so much spit on a birthday cake that no one thinks about.
Yeah.
No. You are just having people sit there, blow it up. It's a cake people worked on. You've got wax. Mm-hmm. Listen, those candles have just been in a box. They've been touched by everyone. I'll put it in. 85 hands are on the candles. They put in. People are lighting it. There's smoke. There's fire. Candle is wax is dripping no matter what you think. It's definitely, there's some drippage going on there. And then people are blowing, and then they can't do it because they're asthmatic and they're like, and they're spitting. So they ask other, it's always like, they find the little kid and go, why don't you finish it off? And that kid's never blown without shooting out torpedoes, you know, spit out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, here, you want some cake? Like, no, it's glazed now. I don't want this cake. Super uncomfortable. That's the grossest tradition we have. I don't get that. Light shit on fire to celebrate your days?
This is how they should do birthday cakes. You make the cake, you put a layer of frosting on it, you put a layer of wax paper over that frosting. Then you put a thin layer of frosting on that, write happy birthday on it, then stick the candles in it. Kid blows it out. You grab the wax paper, rip it off, and get fresh cake for everyone.
Band-Aid style. Rip it off quick. I was hoping you were going to say the wax paper, then the icing, and then the birthday child gets to lick the wax paper.
Yeah, give it to the
No candles. Kids. You just get a wax paper full of icing, which is a great treat.
Yeah.
I think what they should do is you make a cake, and then you just let people fucking eat it.
Damn. That's revolutionizing the game.
Changing the game. Yeah. Now, I know big candles out there very upset at that message. They're like, how dare you, Pat? That's our gateway. Birthday candles? That's the first time a child sees. That's like weed. Yeah. Child sees that goes, ooh, candles, fire. Then they're like, what's next? Oh, matches and tiki torches. And the next thing you know, they're leading the revolution.
And you could just make the wish before the first slice of cake. So you let the kid do the first carve of the cake, and they make a wish before they do that.
I don't like the make-a-wish. I don't like wish.
I gotta give them a wish, dude.
Why? You're just setting them up for disappointment early.
Yeah.
Because they don't... You don't.
It's a lesson you gotta learn.
No, you don't! It's their day! Hey, before you blow out the candles, what do you want? It's like, I don't know. I thought you guys asked me about it. Didn't I get everything? You're like, there's a child. Like, I don't know. And then they think of a thing and they blow the candle. And then, like, they're let to, like, say to their mom, well, I wished for the pony. And the mom's like, you can't get a fucking pony. It's like, then why'd you make me goddamn wish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just wanted you. You know what, son? We don't know. People made us wish. And we made, they could make a wish before them. Everyone makes you wish. Like, is it make a wish for dead kids? Well, no, not dead kid. So where's John Cena? Where the fuck's John Cena?
You just reminded me of the weirdest birthday present I got when you said pony, which was when I turned like 11 or 12, my Aunt Donna, who was an equine veterinarian, a veterinarian that worked on horses, okay. She gave me a timeshare on a horse. So for 2 weeks out of every year, I got to ride a horse named Lucky.
You owned it for 2 weeks?
It was a timeshare on a horse. So,
what does that mean? Like, you have to take care of it too for the 2 weeks?
There's like a fee that you pay, and then
you only own it for 2 weeks
out of the year. Yeah.
What the fuck? That poor horse.
Yeah. Right.
That horse is owned by someone different every 2 weeks. Some drunk could be like, I just want to beat the fuck out of a horse.
I mean, primarily they're just dealing with the people at the stables. You know what I mean? Those are the people who.
No, you idiots. Come in. I bet you came in with a cowboy hat and spurs. You're like, this is my horse now.
My grandparents going never let me go ride the horse.
You never did it?
No.
You owned it?
I know.
You never rode it?
No.
That's the saddest birthday of all times.
Yeah.
You owned it. That's like owning a timeshare, not going to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you literally did it. Never went to Barbados. You never did it.
No, I never got down to Kissimmee St. Cloud, dude.
Oh, God. Yeah, the Kissimmee, my grandma instead 14 times for a boombox. That was it.
Is that what that place was called? Kissimmee, the one that's like the ghetto Orlando, right outside Orlando. Where
yeah, I think the Mets used to have spring training in Kissimmee. I know the name for some reason, but or St. Peter, whatever. Yeah, that's an awful. The gift wasn't bad. Were you a horse person?
Never a horse person, but I was also a child. So, I mean, who wouldn't love an opportunity to ride a horse?
Get me away from it. We talked about this in every podcast. But don't put me near an animal. Fuck you. I don't want that. I'd be like, nay. I don't want that at all. All right. That's our Instagram, folks. But what are they chiming in on the old Facebook?
All right. Raylene Tiskowski says, presents, what to get, how much to spend, pretending I like something. Or wondering why they thought I would like it.
How are you on as a gift giver? Are you a good gift giver? Do you enjoy the idea of going and buying someone a gift?
I'm a tremendous gift giver.
What makes you tremendous?
I'm thoughtful.
But what does that mean?
Like,
because if they want something, you shouldn't have any thought.
No, I just, I think about it enough.
So you don't ask them what they want. You try to think about what you know about them and then get them a thing. Okay.
Give them something I think that'll kill. Like my girlfriend's really into musical theater.
So I got her own gay man.
there's a bunch of plays that she was in, productions of, and a bunch that she's just really passionate about. So I found this artist who makes these playbill collages. So they'll take 8 strips of a playbill cover, one for each letter, P-A-L-A-Y-B-I-L-L, for those of you not in the know.
no spelling.
And you pick 8 of someone's favorite musicals, and they'll make a collage out of it. So you have one strip is from Next to Normal, one strip from Hamilton, one strip from Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it comes in like matted and framed in this nice
thing. Do people who like Rocky Horror Picture Show also like Hamilton?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hell yeah.
Book of Mormon?
Yeah, Book of Mormon was one of them that I got her.
Come on, I know she has a good sense of humor, I know. How about that AIDS one?
Rent, yep, that was on there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
The old AIDS one.
Trying to think of them by your description is a fun game, dude. And sometimes when we're not on a podcast, I want to play that game.
We'll play that game. AIDS one, and then Evil Muppets, and then we'll do...
Yeah. What about the Swear Muppets?
Swear Muppets
is up. That was on there.
But, Black, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Dude, what was the one where Liza Minnelli and Fishnets? Oh, yeah, Cabaret.
Oh. Was the one where my sister in 8th grade showed us that even a big girl can wear fishnets? Oh, Chicago? Yeah, that was a weird moment for my whole family.
Yeah.
As in Cheshire High School, 9th grade, she came out in fishnets. We're like, what the hell is Carrie? But anyway, but birth, yeah, so gifts. I don't know. I'm very happy that the invention of the gift card happened.
Yeah.
The gift card changed the game. Amazon changed the game, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think... Once again, I don't believe that on birthdays that the person should be the birthday person because they didn't do anything. But if they are going to be the person, they should be allowed to get what they want. Why should they just give them something and then they have to settle and say they want? Even when someone – think about it. When someone says to you, what do you want? You feel like you have to answer, so you just like think first thing. It's not always really what you want. Sometimes you don't know what you want until it just springs up in front of you.
Yeah.
But if you can say to someone, here is a card or money, and go get yourself something you like. That's the best gift. But people, when I was younger, people were like, no, you don't give people cash. That's rude. I'm like, it's not rude. You're making them shop. I'm like, I'm not making them shop. They can just buy pizza. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let them do what they want with the money. Because I always feel like no matter what I give them, they're going to be like, oh, either I have this or someone else got it. That's that other thing, too. People, when you were a kid and people were like, you know, what does Jimmy want? And they like name 8 things. And then like you get there and you and 4 other people all got him Megatron. It's like, why didn't someone get him Starscream? Everyone's going to get Megatron. We all fucking, because their moms are like, that's the popular one. I'm like, yeah, but he's got 4 Megatrons now and he's pissed.
Yeah, too many Megatrons, man.
Get a Starscream.
But,
I
haven't got a birthday present in like 22 years, and I'm mad that...
All right, that was the saddest sentence. You're just dropping sadness clouds on this birthday thing.
Well, that's when I turned 18.
Your pony thing? No, you've got a present.
No.
A present. Nothing.
No, 18 is when we stopped having like birthday presents and parties in my family.
No, but just from people.
No.
No one.
No.
No, come on. No, yeah. Well, dude, I mean, shots count.
Oh, yeah, shots.
People buy you drinks and shots.
I've gotten a lot of shots.
Yeah, birthday shots.
All right, so I've not gotten, like, a present from a store in, like, 22 years.
I think I bought you a sandwich on your birthday.
When you were a joke. That's the best present of all.
Yeah.
But I'm mad that Visa prepaid cards didn't exist as a big thing when I was getting birthday presents, because that would have been the perfect present.
That's great.
Let me experience going out, finding something I like, and getting it for myself. That's beautiful.
Frank got my kids those for their birthdays.
Nice.
And they were excited. They went to Amazon and got some stuff.
Yeah, Frank knows what he's doing.
Frank is a tremendous dude.
Nah. particularly, but
no, he does.
In that case, he does.
He's killing it when it comes. Oh, gifts! Oh, yeah. Right. I'm better at giving a gift than receiving a gift, but not by much. I worry about what I give someone and how it's going to make them feel and if they're really going to like it. And then I ask too much if they like it, and then it makes it weird. But I'm more bad when they ask me, do you like it? And I'm like, no. And I mean, yes. And I don't know what to do when I say the wrong things. The whole thing with the gifts. I would rather just have someone say, happy birthday. You know what? I don't even want to hang out with you. I want them to say, what would you like to eat? And then not go with me, but give me a gift card to that place.
Yeah.
You eat here. That's it. But it does make me uncomfortable, the birthday, the presents. When I was a little kid, I remember going to birthday parties and just like, we were poor. And I lived in Cheshire where everyone else had money. So mm-hmm. I always knew I was going to be bringing the shittiest gift.
Yeah.
Always. And it was just like, so at some points, when I got a little older to the point like 10, 11 years old, and I started to really realize this, I would go on purpose and then find the shitty. I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So like, I knew one kid, this kid Matt Rinaldi, he wanted Transformers. I went, not even GoBot. Like, it was the sub-region of GoBot, which was, like, the one that, like, there was a store called Richland in Cheshire. It was, like, it's a shitty little store. And they had one, and I forget what it was even called. It was, like, Carman. Like that. It was, like, the worst. And it would just turn into, like, a Buick. And it was just, like, and it was awful, and it fell apart. And I gave this kid that, and he's like, I go, I bet you don't have one of these. I saw him just throw it off to the corner. Like, get out of my home. But I only went to birthdays to get the goodie bags. Because they were giving me better stuff than I had at home. I'm like, oh, I don't have a blowy thing, a hat, and jacks. I need these jacks. But yeah, I hated giving gifts because I could never give a good... I still can't afford to give people good gifts. People have too much value on gifts. It's your birthday. Calm down. You didn't do it. I want this. No. Shut up. You didn't do anything. You just became formed sex. That's all you became. Who's next?
Carla Adrian says, being a twin and having to care about it being someone else's birthday who cares a lot about it while simultaneously not caring about birthdays at all.
That's got to be the hardest thing. Sharing the birthday. You never have. The birthday's supposed to be your day. You never have your day. You're a twin, and then people are like, oh, you too. And it's usually the same gift twice or a shared gift or whatever. You know what I mean? And you know you're not getting the best gift because it's not focused just on you. Everyone that comes has to buy two.
At the same time, do twins really deserve to be happy, though?
They do. Seeing that that person is my girlfriend and they're here in this house. And she is a twin. One of them does. Not the other twin. One twin deserves happiness and one deserves sadness.
Well, Carla's the one that got the soul when the egg split.
We'll no, without that. A shadow of a doubt. Yeah. You have no idea how much truth you just spoke. But... my nieces are 4 and 3. They're Irish twins. They are less than 12 months apart. They share a birthday. It's that close. That mm-hmm. fucking close. Like, so they get gifts. Right now, it's fun and it's easy. But when they get older, they're not going to dig that. You know what I mean? That's tough. Sharing it. I know people that have birthdays on other holidays. Like, people that were born on Christmas. Yeah. And that stinks. Because they don't get two gifts. They get one gift that means two.
My Uncle Jim was born on Christmas, and I really think it affected his personality.
In what way?
And that he's got the personality of a guy who's been...
shortchanged?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so he just resigned himself to being boring or whatever. You know, just he never got the experience... joy twice in 1 year.
He's just quit. He just said to him, well, it's not going to get any better.
He's just like,
so I'm just going to be adult for the rest of my life. I'm just going to be a doorknob to the fucking world and just sit there and go, whatever. Well, how was your Christmas? I don't know. It's the same as my fucking birthday. All right, Jim, easy in the corner. Fuck this. I resigned myself to a life of mediocrity.
Because usually kids get 2 good days a year. He only got one.
Well, not in that. No one really thinks about this. He also ruined a Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Ruined a Christmas for everyone.
Yeah.
Because they're all at the hospital screaming, yelling, not having a Christmas, bought gifts, you had to get a tree, turkey in the oven or the ham or whatever you're doing, and all that's the shit because they're in there. This is back in a time, though, when the men didn't care and they could just go have cigars and eat the food by themselves and get drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And the woman just alone on Christmas in the snow. It's a taxi cab ride, and the taxis in Christmas are like, we're not coming to get you. There's no Uber or Lyft back then in Jim's day. Well, Jim was in a manger. Jim was, and none of the wise men came. Like, one came. And he was like, it's also my birthday, Jim. You want a fucking medal? He's like, yeah, yeah. That's thing. Jim had to, oh, poor Jim.
Yeah, tough times.
You ever think of that and you ever give Jim something nice, or did you always give him one thing?
No, I used to give him two cards instead of one. A happy birthday and a Merry Christmas card?
Yeah. Who the fuck? You don't hand people Christmas. You mail them. You would see the man and give him a Christmas card?
Yeah.
Any money in either one of them?
Because we used to go over to his house on Christmas Eve every year when I was a kid.
But did you ever give Jim anything?
I mean, I was a kid, so I'd give him cards.
Did you make them?
At some point, probably.
I like the gift of the maid thing. I always liked it. My kids made stuff or other people's kids made. I want an adult to make me a card. I'll take it. I'll put it in the fridge. My birthday is October 15th. I would rather adults get crayon and paper and make me a card.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I used to make offensive cards for my family for, like, Christmas and birthdays.
Like what?
Would be, like, a picture of, like, the Twin Towers with fire coming off and it says, like, I'll never forget you on your birthday.
Nice. Never forget. Yeah. I like it. You didn't sell those?
You know, I thought about it, but I've always been too lazy.
Yeah, that's a marketing dream. If you ever come up with that one, I have one too, and it's a little off topic, but I want to come up with a Ku Klux Krantz, and it's 64.
It's only the colors that they
it's just
hate.
White. It's just white. No, oh, just it's just 64 white Krantz, but there's off-white, alt-white, white privilege. This is all, and we call it the 64 of them. I think it's a market.
That's the greatest idea. Dude, let's get our offensive ideas together and get those done.
We'll call it Heilmark. Hallmark?
Yes. Dude, Ku Klux Krantz. That's a brilliant idea.
I thought of that the other day. I was very proud of myself. So I wanted to put it out there so nobody can steal it. But all right. All right. So thank you for the person. Oh, Carla, for writing that. Now, what's next?
Thomas Eppolito says, my mom threw a birthday party for me for my 23rd, even though I asked her not to. She invited the whole family and got in a fist fight with my uncle, her brother, and left. And I still ate the cake.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, too. People get together. I have a big family. And yeah. It's like, everybody, the way my dad does it now works. There's a ton of us, okay? I used to say forever that I have five brothers and sisters. But in reality, I now have seven brothers and sisters because my dad got married again. And the new wife has two kids. So they're adults. But still. So with seven people, my dad and my new stepmom, we get together on Sundays for breakfast, and every Sunday it seems to be someone's fucking birthday. But it's just like, okay, today we're doing so we don't do it all together. It's like April. Who's April? Nikki, Mikey, and they name like a third person. Like all three of them, you're April's. So we're gonna do the third Saturday. Everybody better come to that one. We're having pancakes, and then Lori will make brownies, and then that's it. But people bring cards and do that. So we're not going to skip a breakfast or two. We know when to go in July. Like, Seamus' day where he can get his cash and his Target gift cards and be all set. Same thing with Ashland in March and all that. But it does become a thing, like, where, you know, some family's like, oh, man, now we got to go here and I got to buy a card. I got to do this. And you're, like, upset. You just want to hang out, but you're forced upon a thing. I mean, I come from a family that kind of likes each other. But if you don't like each other, that's got to be crazy. And the fights? I think that would be a great gift.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, this guy went through the ringer. It's like, first, my mom threw a birthday party for my 23rd, even though I asked her not to. Great. The thing you don't want for your birthday is a party. That's the thing you get. Then she got in a fist fight with his uncle. He had to watch his mom punch a man he cares about, probably.
Right.
And then at the end, he says, and I still ate the cake, which, of course, because he fucking deserves something after going through that. You better have eaten a goddamn cake.
And you don't
cake.
Know this, but he's a young and a pretty up-and-coming comic in Arizona. So he now has a bit. There's no way there's not a bit worked out about this. So that what in reality, in the long stretch, there has to be a gift of the bit that came out of that.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a bit about that. I'm stealing this story.
Yeah. He works very hard. I help him out with some of his comedy stuff. He's a good dude. But yeah, that's. I don't know what. I wouldn't have eaten the cake. I would have been like in protest. You ever protest the cake? As a kid, I did that a couple times. I was so mad about the birthday itself and how people were acting. And they're like, eat the cake. You're going to happy out. I'm like, no, you know what? I don't want your cake.
I only ate birthday cake if it was ice cream cake. I don't like cake. It's like bland and it's mostly air.
I think we want to hold off because I do believe someone's going to make the same comment. Good. I did see that on there, and I want to get in a good cake debate. So, what we got?
Ooh, AJ Haypenny says, the Facebook donate to my cause button.
I don't... First of all, why are you doing it? Yeah. What are you doing? It's not even your cause. You don't even care.
Yeah, and you're asking a bunch of people. It's not like every one of your Facebook friends was going to buy you a card and a present, and you're like, no, instead of that, donate to this charity.
Yes.
These people weren't even going to think about you on your fucking birthday, and now they have an invite to fucking... Five Facebook friends have birthdays every day, at least. And why you think I'm going to fucking donate $10 for five people every day? I don't know if I make that much money.
I was doing it. Facebook changed the way you write happy birthday to people. They put like 20 different versions now. Yeah. It used to be it came up. It was one thing. And I used to write it to every fucking person every day. I woke up in the morning. I went to the bathroom, pulled out my phone, and my morning poop was brought to you by birthdays. And I would sit there and I would write to each person. But once they started switching it up and making it weird so I couldn't do it, I stopped fucking doing it. Now, the only reason why I did it is because I wanted 1,500 birthday wishes on my birthday.
Yeah.
That was all I was doing. Now they make it crazy and weird. And with the donation, it makes it weirder. But here's the thing. Even that, most people don't do. Most people don't even do the struggle of writing. You're saying the card. Most of them don't even write happy birthday to someone. Now you're asking me to donate something to a thing that you probably don't give a fuck about. You're only putting it up there so I'll go, what a good person. What a great person. Look at them sacrificing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. They hit a button. You know what? You know what? On my birthday, I'm going to have, we're going to do a walk, a walk-a-thon. Everyone walk with me on my birthday to stop pets with three legs or whatever they were doing. And like, I'll get it. But you're just saying do this. If you're not even behind it, like, do you have, like, let's do this for lupus. You got lupus?
Yeah.
No. Then shut the fuck up.
I'll put out a challenge that I'll donate to your stupid birthday cause if I go to your timeline and I find out this is a thing you've been talking about for any of the other 364 days of the year.
If this is the thing you're passionate about. Fucking not, dude. Yeah, if you're passionate about this, if you're like, yeah, I've been yelling to people about scurvy forever, then I'm donating to your scurvy thing.
Ooh.
No one helps scurvy anymore. Go ahead. Yeah, fuck them.
Andrew O'Boy Carlstrom says, I don't like cake. You ever turn down cake at a birthday party? It's like chumming for sharks. Everyone suddenly... You don't like cake, but it's chocolate cake. Have some cake. Fuck your cake.
Yeah, he's right. I don't eat cake anymore. Yeah. I gave up cake a while ago. And I'll be at a thing. People are like, here, can't. Like, no thanks. Like, why? What's wrong? Like, wait, what's wrong? I don't know. I don't want cake.
Yeah.
Well, what, it's birthday. You got to have it. Worst, I've gone places where they've tried to surprise me. Like, man, it's your birthday. We got you a cake. I'm like, well, I don't eat cake. Well, we got you this cake. You should have fucking, you don't know me. I don't eat cake.
Yeah.
Now, I will, like you said, and I'm sure they'll come again. I have a feeling it's still coming again. But this podcast is going to be brought to you by Carvel at some point. Because an ice cream cake is a different fucking story.
Yeah.
An ice cream cake is a beautiful fucking thing in the world.
No, somebody took the time and effort to spring for a cookie puss, dude. I'm taking some.
I'm not even supposed to eat the crunchy parts in the way I eat now, but I'll eat the crunchy parts on a birthday.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good. It's fine. I was never a cake guy. If you made me choose cake or pie back in the day, I would have gone pie.
No, cake sucks. I'm a discerning fat guy. Get a birthday pizza. Something with some substance to it.
Yeah.
Not a sugar and air.
And sometimes the frosting is the only part you can get down your dumb throat. And then everyone gets mad when you just chew on frosting.
Frosting to me is too sweet as it is. Yeah, and you shouldn't shame someone. But they're shaming him. He says no to cake. They're mad at him because they're like, oh, we're all fatties. You're going to have the cake.
He's making a good decision with his life, and they're mad at him.
They're mad because they can't do it. They don't have the same fucking power that he has. Good for you, Andrew. I like you, my friend. Good for you. Andrew will be on the show with us in Danbury at the Think Funny thing.
Yeah, Think Funny.
I like Andrew.
July 27th, I believe. Or 29th. One of those two.
I think it's 27th.
All right, nice.
I don't know.
Let's see. Aaron Collins says, less money in my cards every year. This guy looks like a grown-up, so I don't even understand why he's getting cards with money in them. He should just consider himself lucky for that.
I still get a card with money in it.
Really?
My mom, and finally, thank God she hasn't died yet because it's paying off. You want to know why? Because we grew up on the, you got the kiss per birthday? We got the dollar per birthday.
Ooh.
Finally, I'll be getting $45.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's usually in gift card form, not cash anymore, yeah. But now it's there. My kids now from her still get the same thing. They get $17, $14, all that thing. It's still nice. But I know what he's saying. I know what he's saying as the joke, like less money in the card each year. But what he's saying is what you were saying about your 18th birthday. It kind of stinks that the older you get, and the more we need a birthday in life is when we don't have them. Like, a 45-year-old sad man who's doing nothing but working an endless, pointless job, trying to pay off debt and do all these things, he needs a celebration more than anybody. Yeah. He definitely does. More than a child who can just enjoy everything in life. You know, a child, I mean, not saying you shouldn't celebrate then, but the child doesn't need that. Every day, they don't even know it's their fucking birthday. Until you're like, it's your birthday. And then the next day, like, it's my birthday again today. And you're like, no, it was yesterday. Tomorrow. And then, like, and you say it's someone else's birthday 3 days later. Like, oh, mine? It's like, no. It's like, they don't even fucking understand it.
Yeah.
They don't get what it is. They're happy having fun. It's fine. They don't need it because life is still fucking sweet for them. It is. It makes me uncomfortable when you find out someone's like, what'd you do for your birthday? It's like, no one even knew. It's like, fucking Eeyore. Jesus Christ. It makes me sad. That's who needs the birthday more. They need a card with $1 in it and says, use it for a lap dance, chief. That's what we're going to start doing. That's the new thing.
You get $1 and you get to get cold chief. That's great.
Yeah, we'll do it. In those cards that you make, we'll send them a box of Ku Klux Krans and $1 that says, go get yourself a lap dance, chief.
I want to make Ku Klux Krans happen so bad.
Oh, we'll do it. What's next?
Bree Hiltz. When parents use their young kid's birthday party as a gathering for their own friends and get wasted.
Here's the thing about Bree Hiltz. Bree Hiltz has been a mom for only a couple months.
Yeah.
And in all these, every week of this thing, Bree Hiltz is going to be one of the best fucking moms. All her comments are the things that I hate all our parents do. And she also is like, fuck that. And I, as a parent, I appreciate it. Last week, she was like, stop putting naked kids in the fucking beach.
Yeah.
And she has a kid at naked age. Yep. She's saying it right away. I ain't doing this shit. Stop fucking doing it. This week, same fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I hate the most is when you go to a birthday party and I see any bit of booze at it for a kid. Any bit. Well, what's the big deal? We're all getting together. It's like, it's not your day. It's the kid's day. You know what I mean? Like, you stop being a drunk for a fucking minute.
Yeah, why would anyone show up to the party if there wasn't at least beer there?
Because it's for the kid. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you expect them to come give a shit about your
kid's birthday? It's a kid's birthday party!
Dry?
No one wants. Yeah, kids don't drink.
Yeah, parents do.
No, they don't need. I don't. No, you're supposed to be there. It's not a. See, that's why I'm. This is why people cut off our heads. Other countries hate us because we're so selfish. You're an adult. You stand there and you let your child enjoy a day.
No,
you watch them spin around and puke. You watch them fucking do darts, whatever they call it, darts. Pin the tail on the donkey, whatever they do. You let them have fun. You don't need a drink.
If I'm buying your kid...
You're not buying my kid.
If I'm buying somebody's raggedy
don't buy kids
a fucking present...
Oh, good. I'm happy you ended that.
I want the equivalent of what I spent in booze and food.
Food! Not you don't need booze. You're driving your kid home, you animal. You're not drunk with your kid. Don't be drunk with your kid.
I don't have a kid.
You tell me you would, though. Why are you at the party, Stosh?
Because it's a little cousin or son of mine.
No!
And I don't drink anymore, but I definitely got loaded at a whole bunch of kids' birthday
parties. It ruins the kids' party. You do understand, like, I was a kid, and that would happen at parties, and they'd be drinking, and then it's like, I want to go do this, and everyone's like, ah, whatever, shut up. You're too loud. It's my birthday. But they're drunk.
Yeah.
Then they start breaking out guitars and badly singing the Beatles. Like, fuck off. No one wants this song. It's not about you and your dumb party. You did it. You're old.
My birthday parties were always fun as hell, thanks to my drunk relatives.
No, it's not fun. You're just sad. They got so drunk, they bought you a horse thing you couldn't use. That's a drunken purchase. You think he likes horses? Oh, the kid from Ansonia? Oh, yeah, he loves the range.
It was great. They got me an opportunity to live like a 1%er, you know, a couple weeks out of the year.
You didn't? No, you didn't, because 1%ers get to ride their horse.
Well, yeah, my grandparents wouldn't let me take advantage of it. But the thought, it counts, dude.
God damn immigrants. Right.
Meg Quinn says, it's my birthday week.
Which, yeah.
I don't know if she's...
No, she's making fun of the idiots. Oh, she's making fun of,
yeah. So she's making fun of, like, the penis hat type of weird celebratory ladies who, like, I've heard birthday month a couple of times. Oh, yeah. Also,
many times.
Even more offensive, but your birthday is one fucking day, dude. There's no such thing as a birthday week or a birthday month.
We have to celebrate you more. How come the person that wants that is never anything worth celebrating?
Never.
Never. Oh, good.
Because if they were worth celebrating, they would. If their life was worth celebrating, they wouldn't give a fuck about their birthday week or their birthday month.
It's
Jan. They would have things going on.
It's Jan the secretary's birthday week. Birthday month. Fuck you, Jan. Office manager. No, secretary. Shut the fuck up. You don't manage shit. Yeah. I don't. They're the ones that want that stink. They stink. Birthday month. Calm down. What is wrong with you? You need to recognize me for a month. A person who has that kind of mentality isn't taking the other 11 months off either.
Yeah.
They're giving you shit all the time. You're right. You shouldn't. A birthday shouldn't be about you telling people to celebrate you. A birthday should be about people acknowledging your existence. For you to say, it's my month. What the fuck do you want, Jan? What the fuck do you want? God damn it.
I don't like it.
No.
Jan can eat shit.
Jan's an asshole.
This
Ku Klux Jan.
Ku Klux Jan. This next commenter definitely celebrates his birthday weekend, probably his birthday month.
Stefano?
Stefano says, I can't stand the happy birthday song. I always feel so awkward and just want it to be over. I have no idea what to do myself when people sing it. Here's an idea. Also sing it.
Yeah. I don't know. I like doing it.
Yeah.
I like singing the song.
The song's one of the only parts of it I like.
I like people that won't do the birthday song and do other ones.
I like watching people pretend to sing the birthday song because they're too self-conscious to actually sing, but they're also too self-conscious to let people know they're not singing, so they just mouth the words and look ridiculous.
I've said this before on this podcast, but I like that song because it's the song I know the most. It is. No matter what song you ever think about, you know that song the most. I've known that song for 44 years.
Yeah.
I've been rocking that song for when my nieces want to sing some songs, like two or three is birthday.
It's the first song you learn.
I get into it. I'm like, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear, whatever the fuck your name is. Happy birthday to you.
That's the first song I learned and the song I want playing at my funeral.
Yeah. That's a good song. It's a good song. Sing with it, have fun. Do goofy voices, say the wrong name. Do the how old are you now move. Do it all.
Oh, yeah. How old are you now? The much less used second verse.
Yeah. It's good to have a second verse, same as the first. You fucking need to kick it in. There's nothing wrong with that. I like it when people do the birthday, the Beatles one. Today is your birthday, but then I'm now. My birthday too, yeah, ba doob doob doob. That's a fun one. I know the black people have one. And I shouldn't have said the black people, but I did.
Yeah.
They have one. I know that because I know people that work in restaurants where they have to deal with that.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I know it's more fun. It's just, oh, it's Stevie Wonder.
I think it's Your Birthday or something like
Stevie
that.
Stevie Wonder has a birthday song.
Mm-hmm.
And they sing that.
You are the wonder.
That's not that one.
No.
That's a good song, though. And that's my favorite birthday
that's
song.
That's the song I want to hear on my birthday.
You know what I want to hear? The one that Criminal White Michael Jackson sang in The Simpsons to Lisa. Happy birthday, Lisa. Yeah, Bart and
Lisa,
sang that.
It's your birthday.
That's a good song.
Dude, we're both singing this podcast. Move over, fucking Brian Bowden and Katie Arroyo. Dude.
Oh, do they sing on theirs?
They last week they had this thing where they sang the song From a Star Is Born.
Oh.
Which was pretty great. Brian killed it.
Brian's a good singer.
Katie, not so much.
Go check out, go on YouTube and put Purple Rain, Brian Bowden. You'll see one of the greatest performances on stage of all time.
But I feel like the two of us together can match Brian Bowden because he's not getting any help.
Well, we're both better than Katie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing.
That's why it balances out.
Brian can blow us both out of the water. Mm-hmm. But Katie can't handle, like, what
unless
I just,
it's Tenacious D.
What I just sang, we're joking, but people are downloading that as we speak, trying to use that as the birthday song for Chuck E. Cheese's and everyone in the world.
Yeah.
They were like, wow, that guy sound kind of like doing the Cajun voice of Adam Sandler while he sings that song? Yeah, that's what I'm channeling. I like the birthday song.
Yeah.
It's a good song. That was Stefano?
Yeah, that was Stefano.
He doesn't like the birthday song.
No, he blew it.
That happy shithead, the same guy who on 4th yes. of July ran around with his shirt off for 13 miles waving the American flag, like he's Hacksaw fucking Jim Duggan running around the streets.
Half marathon with a flag.
And he said he was only going to run 6 miles, but the cheers from Americans and the God blesses and all that fueled him. Fuck you. You can't sing a song, but you can do that. Oh, wait, I know why. You want to know why? Because the song doesn't have his name fucking in it. Yeah. He would sing it to himself.
The song doesn't put any attention on him.
Yeah, where's my attention? Do I get a solo? Love you, Stefano. Anyway, so what's next?
Mary Julia says...
My sister.
Opening presents in front of people.
Yeah.
So much awkwardness in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Because they're like, what do you think? And you're opening like...
Yeah.
You have to go, like, or worse, when someone starts, know what the worst thing is? When someone does a sweet tape job and it's too much tape and you're trying to, like, be nice and not tear it apart and then people want to help. Yeah. They're like, oh, you can't get that? You want to help? Like, I don't need help. I know how to do it. I'm not trying to be an animal. I don't want to shred this to bits like a Wolverine. I just want to nicely open it up. Or, when someone puts it in a nice gift bag with some tissue paper, you want to treat that a little more gingerly because you want the moment to last a little more.
Yeah. I've had so many, as a young autistic child, so many bad moments opening presents and not being able to hide disappointment. Like, I remember when PlayStation and Nintendo 64 came out. I wanted a PlayStation super bad. That's what I asked for Christmas. My grandmother, not knowing anything about video games, went to my oldest cousin, was like, can you tell me about this PlayStation? My cousin was like, actually, the Nintendo 64 has got better graphics. It's going to have better games for him. Get this Nintendo 64. This was the Christmas Nintendo 64 came out. You couldn't get them anywhere. My grandmother, through like hook or crook, managed to get one from Kalamazoo, Michigan, delivered. And I opened it up on Christmas Day, and she was so happy to see me open it. And I was just like, I wanted PlayStation.
Yeah, because you're a shit kid. Yeah. Grandma tried so hard for you. It's all I'm learning in this whole birthday. Grandma, wanted was kisses. You're a dick. Kalamazoo.
That's why, like, to this day, I think why I spend so much time helping take care of my grandparents, because I have so much to make up for.
Yeah, you do. I would normally say, no, you don't. Yeah, you fucking do.
I had no social IQ whatsoever as a kid. No... emotions.
I didn't get the cool one. Fuck you. Nintendo 64 is fine. Your cousin was right.
And you know what? I loved that Nintendo 64. Yeah. She got me a bunch of games with it. They were great.
Yeah, she got a bunch of games that you fucking pissed me about. Did you ever tell her that? Did you ever say after Stash, by the way, Grandma, I was wrong. Great fucking
probably
gift.
Probably not. I probably didn't.
Did you give her the fucking 8 kisses you still owe her?
For sure not.
We should have Grandma on this one. You know what makes me uncomfortable? My grandson. Really uncomfortable. I tried my darndest.
Yeah.
All right. What we got? Anyone else?
Let's see.
Don't worry about repeating. We don't have much time left. So go ahead and repeat.
When people are so fucking selfish, they realize it's not their birthday. That's from Ryan O'Toole.
I know what he means.
People, yeah, over-celebrating on your birthday.
Yeah. Well, they're like, you know, they're like, oh, wow, this is, they act like a big fucking deal. Like, look at all this, and they're making it about their show. I know parents do that a lot with little kids.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Oh, my God. Thank you. It's like, the fuck, calm down. Calm down. Let one person have the birthday. Or, like, you know, or the opposite, too, where someone's, like, mad because their birthday wasn't as good. So they kind of, like, downplay the other person. They're like, yeah, it's my birthday. I'm feeling really cool. We're going to go out to this. We're going to go to a trampoline. And we're going to do this. Like, yeah, I guess you can do that. Sounds kind of lame.
Yeah.
So what did you do for your birthday? Oh, I had heroin. It's like, oh, okay. I can't tap into that. Yeah. Let people just have their... You know what? When other people's birthday is happening, I just acknowledge them. I don't make a biggest deal. But I really try to not acknowledge other humans. I hate to say it. But I know another thing is supposed to be on there. It's coming up, and if it doesn't come, I'm going to bring it up now. So, you know what? I'll bring it up, and then they've said the exact same thing. That leads me to another thing, because I have two kids, and I grew up with a bunch of kids. I was always the person that it was tough when I was growing up because my mom and dad were both single parents.
Yeah.
So, when they had to go buy us stuff, they didn't go on their own. They would bring us to like Toys R Us with the other kids and buy us gifts. What do you guys want? And then you're in there with your, if it's your brother's birthday, you're just walking around the best place ever.
Yeah.
And not going to get anything. So there was we always had a rule, and I did this when I got older. It was a lesser valued gift, but if it's Seamus's birthday, pick what you want, man.
Yeah.
Ashley, you can get something that's got to keep it under $20.
Yeah.
And she's like, awesome. You know, and just, and to me, that's not spoiling whatever. It's appreciating. And they appreciate each other's birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was times, I remember one time where Seamus did it, the National did it back. They didn't make each other. One time each, when they were given the other gift, they asked what the other one wanted and got them a gift with their present. I was like, I'm raising good fucking kids. And I was like, you don't have to do that. They're like, yeah, well, you know, I don't have a job. So, Dad, if you're going to give me $20, I'll get Ashlyn something with it and not take a gift. I'm like, that's fucking sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, when I was a kid, I remember I bought my sister the Nintendo 64, and I never gave it to her. It was
mine. Did you play it yourself?
Oh, yeah. Bought it, and my grandfather helped me go get it, and I was staying with him for a week, and I'm like, I'm going to give it to her later. And then he's like, why are you opening it? I just want to make sure it works. You know, and then I played for a while, and then I brought it home and put it upstairs in my room. She's like, where'd you get that? I'm like, oh, this was supposed to be yours, but here's a card.
That's incredible. That sounds exactly like something I would have done as a kid.
Did it because I was a shit brother.
Yeah. And last one, let's go out on a, on just a sad.
On a whimper.
Dan McCarthy says, it's a milestone in the ever-accelerating, soulish march of time that ends for us only at our grave.
That makes him uncomfortable?
I guess so.
That's the same man who at every open mic he's ever gone to laughs at every comic who's ever told a joke.
Yeah, but you don't think laughing compulsively in the face of the most unfunny stand-up comedy in the world is a sign that somebody's really depressed? Because I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you do.
Same thing about that guy Leif, the big Viking guy that comes.
See, I don't know. I've heard of him. I don't know.
And offers everyone hugs, dude. There's sadness there, too.
I don't look at birthdays as I always hate when someone's like, wow, you're getting so old. Do you feel older today? Do you feel older? Do you feel 14? Is that 13? Like, I don't know. I'm the same shithead. Like, I don't know. I don't know what that feels. Stop it. You feel taller? You feel you're a man. I hate that joke when people go, you know, it's like the kid's like six and like he's gonna turn seven, like, oh, you got a job now? Oh, you got a job? You got a job? Like, you have a job? Do you have a job, dude? You guys seem to have a lot of time to yell at kids about jobs, you fuck. What do you do? Yeah. Shut up, man. I'm in between right now.
Mind your fucking business.
Yeah, Uncle Jim. What the fuck? Sit in the corner and live your mediocre life that you just resigned to.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to add to with the birthdays?
I'm tapped out, dude.
On birthdays? Don't. Yeah. Stash, we need more of you. Don't die.
I got one coming up in like 3 weeks. Yeah. 40.
I did it.
Feels disgusting.
No, 40 I liked. 39 felt gross. That's the number of a fat, like a line, like a fullback in football.
Yeah.
It's not a good number. No one wants that.
That's why I started running this weekend. On my 40th birthday, I want to be able to run a mile again. After not running for 10 years and smoking just so many cigarettes.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about birthday. I think what a birthday should be, the part that makes me comfortable about it, is that it should tell you, because I'm going to turn in October, I'll be 45.
Yeah.
And I want to be the healthiest I've ever been.
Yeah.
At, well, I guess I can, I always make jokes about it. I always looked at the age 45 as midlife. I don't think everyone makes it to 90, but I still think that's where the middle of your life should be, like what you're doing in life. You should be
there. I
always
had more realistic. I started calling myself middle aged like 30.
What did Seamus tell me the other day? He said a joke. He said, oh, why was the anti-vax kid crying? He was having a midlife crisis. Then he goes, not mine. I heard it somewhere. I'm like, yeah, I know, Seamus. Not
man,
mine.
I love a good street joke.
It's a YouTube joke now. No, the kids aren't in the streets anymore.
Yeah.
It's all YouTube. But you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page, all that discomfort in. We've been sharing on Instagram and on my fan page the topics of the week. Please chime in. If you have any topics you want to, please let us know about it. The cover. Stash, if you have anything you want to promote?
Yeah, whatever podcast app you like to listen to podcasts on, search for Comedy Fight Club. The current episode at number 39. There's a great roast battle between me and Caitlin Reese on there that I was very proud of. I won. You could go listen to that, and then listen to the address from special guest Shane Gillis, where he spent a lot of his address shitting on me and Caitlin Reese as well. That's pretty fun.
Nice. Here, go. Please go check that out. You also, while you're searching all the platforms, you can find our podcast and also follow it on Spotify or iTunes or anything like that. Stash and I will be doing actually a couple of shows together. July 19th, we'll be performing at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island on a 10 o'clock late show. You, me, and Danny Kelly. It should be a fun show. And then the following Saturday, which would be the 27th, we will be in Danbury, Connecticut, at the Think Funny Comedy Club, which is inside the Crown Royal. The Crown Royal? No, Crown Royal's a booze.
The Crown Plaza Hotel.
Crown Plaza Hotel. Inside a bottle of Crown Royal, we're performing. You can get tickets online, figure that out. Find our Facebook, we're sharing it. But come check out our shows. Go to padoats.com for all your padoats needs. We thank you guys for staying with us at the Discomfort Inn.